An Iraqi refugee is suing a pair of U.S. Border Patrol agents, saying they singled him out for questioning because he looked foreign. The man was arrested, detained for 8 days, and nearly deported, even though he was in the U.S. legally. As NPR's Martin Kosti reports, the case has drawn the attention of national civil liberties groups.
When Abdul Amir Yusuf Habib had to travel from Seattle to Washington, D.C., he decided to take the scenic route.
I want to see this country. So, Amtrak.
But Habib didn't get very far on his cross-country train trip. During a brief stop in northern Montana, he stepped off to stretch his legs and found himself being eyed by a Border Patrol agent.
He's looking to me for a long time. That's make me uncomfortable and confuse me.
Habib still bears the scars of his experience with Iraqi police, who beat him and broke his knuckles. So he says when he realized he was being watched by a man in uniform in Montana, he instinctively hurried back to the train. The agent caught up with him and asked him where he was from. Habib said Iraq. The agent asked for his ID and his immigration papers, which Habib provided, along with his Social Security card. Soon there were three agents.
They stood around me. Not face to face, no, around me, and really they scare me, and they make me believe I did something wrong.
In their written report of the incident, the agents say Habib had, in their words, failed to appear for special registration, a reference to the 2002 law requiring certain groups of men from Muslim and Arab countries to present themselves to the authorities for fingerprinting. What the agent's report does not acknowledge is that the special registration law did not apply to refugees such as Habib. But Habib did not have the legal knowledge or the command of English to defend himself. He was arrested, interrogated by the FBI, and nearly deported.
When I saw American movies in my country, and when I saw the policeman, when he stopped somebody, he said to him, any word you use it, maybe we use it against you. You can contact with lawyer. I said, well, this is a great country.
But Habib says he's now concluded that American legal niceties, such as the Miranda warning, don't apply to him.
Really, I'm sure anybody can stop me and put me in the jail for reason, and later I find no reason.
Habib is suing for damages, saying he lost a job because of the 8 days he spent in custody. But the suit also seeks to make a constitutional point. Attorney Jesse Wing says the border agent singled Habib out for questioning only because he looked foreign.
All of us could look like we're foreigners. And the risk here is, what would stop the Customs and Border Patrol from arresting an American citizen and putting them in jail while they try to determine what right they have to be in this country?
The Border Patrol won't comment on the specifics of this case, but the basic facts of Habib's encounter with the agents are corroborated in their report. Border Patrol spokesman Salvador Zamora says, in general, agents are allowed to question people.
In the performance of our duties, I mean, we can engage in a consensual conversation with just about everybody.
Zamora says, in the course of such a conversation, the agent may learn something that would then justify an ID check or an arrest. And he says, if the person is not crossing a border, as was Habib's case, that person is free not to respond.
In a situation where someone refuses to speak, no. The agent will not take another action unless he is bestowed some type of information that might lead him to believe that the person does need to be detained.
But just how consensual are such conversations? Stanford law professor Robert Weisberg says this is one of the knottiest problems in Fourth Amendment law, and it depends a lot on one's perspective.
In other words, let's just say, okay, here I am in sunny bourgeois Northern California, and I'm a law professor, and a police officer walks over to me and says, I really would like to ask you some questions. I could say to the officer, I'm sorry, I really don't feel like answering your questions, and walk away. Change one half of this. I am a recent refugee from Iraq. I have no experience with American police. I freak out at the sight of uniforms and so on and so on. Does it become a detention when the police act the same way, but they should have realized that a person is likely to feel he's being detained?
The American Civil Liberties Union is backing Habib in his lawsuit against the Border Patrol. The ACLU hopes the suit will become a test case of the government's respect for Fourth Amendment rights following 9/11, and especially the practice of ethnic profiling as a response to international terrorism. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.